Mini episode 1905 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello and welcome to FDH Lounge Mini Episode 1905, our preview of the 2026 Olympic Hockey Tournament. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our top five items of note for one of the greatest competitions in all of sports when it involves the NHL players, as it does this year. Number five, for the first time in 12 years, the NHL players are back, creating an incredible event. We got to see this type of super tournament play out for 16 years, starting in 1998, and it was awesome. The list of top countries is somewhat thinner than in the first incarnation, though. Russia is banned, which takes many of the very best players of the world right out of the mix. Regardless of how you feel about the geopolitics, from a hockey standpoint, this is an incredible loss. Also, the Czech Republic team was a real standout back in the day, snagging gold in 1998, but it was a classic example of one of the greatest goalies of all time, Dominik Hasek, compensating for a lack of depth relative to other countries. Today, there is no such equalizer for the Czechs, which takes them off the top tier. Number four, fewer powerhouse countries means that huge games are backloaded more than they were previously, when the quarterfinals would often boast gigantic matchups. This year in group play, there's one pretty good matchup, Canada versus the Czech Republic, and a huge rivalry game between powerhouses, Finland versus Sweden. These teams, plus the United States, are overwhelmingly likely to be in the quarterfinals, but there will only be one game there expected to be closely contested. The semifinals will be amazing, though, as will the gold and bronze medal games. Number three, with the exception of, again, Russia, many of the best players in the world will be represented in Italy. There are some who won't be there, though. USA Hockey shockingly snubbed one of the best defensemen in the world, Adam Fox, although a subsequent injury would have called his availability into question anyway. Alexander Barkov, captain of the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, has been out all year and will likewise miss the winter games. There are exceptions to the notion that all of the greatest players in the world will be in these games, but in a sense, that only serves to underline the reality that the vast majority of them will be there. Number two, this event, as always, is the greatest chance that hockey has to pop out of the bubble that contains it in the United States. It's unfair that such a great sport has been relegated to niche status in America over the decades, but it is reality. However, the Olympics always provide a unique opportunity for the game to break through, given the unmatched star power of the participants and the usual notion that Team USA is poised for a deep run. Previously, Commissioner Gary Bettman and the NHL owners have held the games as somewhat suspect, inasmuch as their star players are risking injury for an event that doesn't put any money directly into their pockets. But this short-sighted attitude fails to take into consideration just how much the league can benefit from the biggest amount of free publicity available to them in this lifetime. Just remember how much mainstream attention the league got a year ago during the Four Nations face-off. Number one, a year after the aforementioned Four Nations face-off, the smart money for the gold medal game is a rematch between Canada and Team USA. The obstacle for the Americans to surmount is far bigger than the gold medal game last winter. The U.S. has been in the shadow of Canada for the entire history of North American hockey, going back to the first Olympic hockey tournament of 1920, when Canada beat their neighbor to the south for a gold medal and repeated that exact same outcome in 1924, 1932, and 1952. In 2002 and 2010, Canada again triumphed over the USA for gold and also won the gold over Sweden in the 2014 Olympics. So after a slow start in 1998, the Great White North went on to dominate the first era of NHL players in the Olympics. As the recent documentary on Netflix reminded us yet again, there will only ever be one USA miracle team, but make no mistake, the American squad getting over the hump in Italy would qualify hands down, now and for at least decades to come, as the second biggest triumph that the country ever had on the ice. Both Canada and the USA have very good but not slam dunk options in goal, and whichever country is able to get the hotter backstop projects to be the one atop the medal platform on that last Sunday in February. The action in this tournament will be of the highest caliber. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.